Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Adam Montgomery for the murder of his daughter, Harmony Montgomery, from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Courtroom coverage continues now.
Excuse me?
So, Taylor, I'm going to hand you three exhibits, and I'm just going to ask that you look at the first one and look at the So that first one, what's been marked as State's Exhibit 25 for identification, do you recognize what's depicted on that item?
Yes.
And can you tell the jurors what it is?
It's the apartment that my aunt lived in.
That, again, is on South Main Street.
Yes.
Is that a fair and accurate representation of your aunt's apartment?
Yes.
Your Honor, at this point, I move to strike ID and mark as full State's Exhibit 25.
Any objection?
No objection.
The ID is stricken. It's entered as a full exhibit.
Now, Kayla, when Mr. Badero dropped you, the defendant, and your two children off, where was Harmony's body?
In the duffel bag.
And who had that duffel bag?
Adam.
And what did he do with that duffel bag when you got to your aunt's house?
He placed it under the porch.
And you pointed at the exhibit just now. If you could just hold it up and show the jurors where you're pointing. Can you show me where you pointed? Taylor, if you can take a look at exhibit 20, 26 and 27, what's been marked as ID for 26 and 27. What's depicted on those two items, Taylor?
The porch. Up close.
Is that a fair and accurate representation of your aunt's porch?
Yes.
Is there a difference in the two photos?
Yes. 27 has measuring tape, looks like.
And Your Honor, at this point I move to strike the ID and mark as full State's Exhibit 26 and 27.
The ID is stricken, they're entered as full exhibits.
You mentioned the defendant putting Harmony's body in a duffel bag under the porch.
Yes. Yes.
This is the porch that he put her under?
Yes.
Did he go into the home that day, into your aunt's home?
Yes.
How long were you there for, Kayla?
A few hours. We were trying to figure out where to go.
What was the purpose of your trip to your aunt's home?
To talk, so that she could talk to my mother, so that she'll let us stay at her place.
What's your mother's name?
Christina Lubin.
So if I understand, you wanted your aunt to talk to your mother?
Yeah.
Did you end up seeing your mother that day?
Yes.
How did you come to see her that day?
She came to pick us all up, myself, Adam, and the kids, the two boys.
Where was Harmony at that point?
In the duffel bag.
And how did your mother pick you up? How did she arrive at your aunt's home?
She came in her van.
And what happened to that bag that Harmony was in when your mother came to pick you up?
We put it in the van.
And when you say we put it in the van, who put it in the van?
Adam.
How long did Harmony's body stay in the van?
Probably about five to 10 minutes.
Was it in there while you were traveling somewhere?
Yes.
Where were you going?
To my mother's place.
Did the defendant keep Harmony's body in the van?
For the drive, yes.
What did he do with Harmony's body when you arrived at your mother's home?
He took it out of the van and put it on the side near the trash at first until he figured out where to put her.
And what did he figure out in terms of where to put her?
There was a cooler in the hall walkway that the residents used to get in and out of the building, and it was on my mom's floor level in the hallway. And he put the cooler in, he put the duffel bag in the cooler.
And what was in the duffel bag at that point?
Harmony.
So he removed her from the trash and he put her in this cooler?
Yes.
Her body was still in the duffel bag at that point?
Yes.
May I approach her?
Yes, you may. Yes, you may.
Thank you. So I'm showing you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 28 for identification.
Yes.
Do you recognize that item?
Yes.
What is it?
That is the cooler that was on the porch in my mom's hallway.
Is that a fair and accurate representation of the cooler?
Yes.
That's what it looked like?
Yes.
Your Honor, at this point I move to strike the ID and mark as full State's Exhibit 28.
No objection.
Right, the ID is stricken. It's entered as a full exhibit.
I move to publish.
Yes, you may.
Kayla, how did Harmony's body fit into this cooler?
Adam pushed it in the cooler so it would fit.
Is that something you saw him do?
Yes.
Were there any noises when he did that?
Not that I remember.
How long was she stored in that cooler for?
For 2 weeks.
And how long did you stay with your mother for? How long were you with Christina Lubin?
For 2 weeks.
Did her body stay in that cooler for the entire time you were with your mother?
Yes.
Why?
I honestly don't know.
How often did you see that cooler when you were living with your mother?
Every day, multiple times a day.
Where was the cooler kept?
In the hallway.
Was that your mother's hallway, or was it?
It was access to everybody who lived in the building, but it was on the level of my mom's apartment.
And tell us about that hallway. What else was kept there?
I don't remember.
Were there other items in that hallway?
I don't remember.
Where did you go after living with your mother?
To the FIT shelter, Families in Transition.
And when you moved to the Families in Transition shelter, is that FIT, the FIT shelter?
Yes.
When you moved to the FIT shelter, where was Harmony's body?
Adam put her... in the ceiling, in the vent of the room that we stayed in.
What room did he stay in while you lived in the Families in Transition Shelter? The Families in Transition Shelter, Kayla?
It was the first room. It was room one.
And how did he access the ceiling to store her in there?
He climbed, used the bunk bed and climbed up in the ceiling.
Was there something that allowed him to access the ceiling that was above that bunk bed?
It was a vent.
Who slept under that bed?
The kids.
Where did the defendant sleep?
We all slept on the floor on the mattresses.
So Kayla, I'm showing you what's been previously marked for identification of States Exhibit 30 through 34. Can you please look at each of these items in turn and describe what's depicted in them?
This is the outside of the family shelter.
And that's States Exhibit 30.
And this is the door to room one, and next to it is the second room.
And that's Exhibit 30.
This is the room.
I'm just going to ask to move it a little away from the microphone. Thank you.
And when you say this is the room, whose room was that?
It was the room that we stayed in.
And that setup, the way the room is set up, is that similar to how it was when you lived there?
Yes.
And that states Exhibit 32. Let's go to States Exhibit 33. What is depicted there?
The vent above the bed.
And what happened with that vent?
Adam moved it so he could go in the ceiling.
Now, did you ever touch that vent, Kayla?
No.
And States Exhibit 34?
It's the vent.
Are those fair and accurate representations? Is that consistent with your memory of what those items looked like?
Yes.
Your Honor, at this point, I move to strike the ID and mark as full States Exhibit 30 through 34.
Any objection?
Only through 34?
Okay.
Only through
34. Okay. All right, the ID is stricken. Those are entered as full exhibits and may be published to the jury.
And so, Kayla, I'm holding up what's been marked, or what's been admitted as States Exhibit 30. What is this item? What is depicted here?
The outside of the family shelter.
How long did you live at this family shelter for?
A month and a half, almost.
And States Exhibit 30? What's depicted in this image?
The room that was the one we stayed in was on the left side, room one, and the other room is the second one next to it.
So you stayed in room one?
Yes.
And you mentioned room two being beside it?
Yes.
And States Exhibit 32 and 33. You mentioned that this was consistent with what the room looked like when you lived there?
Yes.
And those are the bunk beds that you mentioned?
Yes.
And you said you could see the vent that was used in these images?
Yes.
And can you remind the jury what's in States Exhibit 34?
That's the vent that he climbed up to and put... Harmony in the ceiling.
When you say he climbed up to the Harmony in the ceiling, who is he?
Adam.
At the time you were living at the Families in Transition shelter, was there anything going on with Harmony's body? Was she having any changes? Was her body having any changes?
Yes.
And I want you to tell the jurors what those changes were.
You could smell a horrible smell that was coming through the vents.
Do you remember that horrible smell?
Yes.
Did maintenance come at some point while you were living there because of that smell?
Yes.
And what happened when those maintenance workers came?
Adam took her back down from out of the ceiling. And brought the bag in the bathroom.
And what happened when Adam brought Harmony down from the ceiling?
That she was starting to smell and there was fluid leaking.
So you smelled her? And did you see the fluid?
No, I didn't see it.
How do you know about the fluid that was leaking?
Adam said that.
What did he say?
He said that there was blood up in the ceiling and fluid.
And so what did he do with that duffel bag containing Harmony after he removed her from the ceiling because of maintenance?
He put her in a trash bag.
I'm showing you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 52 for identification.
Yes.
Kayla, do you recognize the item that's depicted in this image?
Yes.
What is that?
The CMC diaper bag.
Is that a fair and accurate representation of the CMC diaper bag?
Yes.
And how about State's Exhibit 53?
Yes.
Is that a fair and accurate representation?
Yes.
Of the item that's depicted?
Yes.
And what is that item?
It's the bag that Adam put Harmony in.
So you mentioned garbage bags that he put her in.
Yes.
What did he put those garbage bags into, if anything?
He put the garbage bags inside that bag.
So, Your Honor, at this point I move to strike ID. Strike what's been marked as ID and mark as full, State's Exhibit 52 and 53.
An objection?
No objection.
And I move to publish. Sorry.
52 and 53, the ID is stricken. They're entered as full exhibits and they may be published to the jury.
Thank you. Kayla, how did Harmony's body fit into this bag?
Adam squished her in it.
I'm sorry, can you say that a little bit louder?
Adam squished her into the bag.
Okay, well, I'm showing you it's been marked for identification as State's Exhibit 85. Do you recognize this?
Yes.
Is this similar to that CMC bag?
Yes.
Is it in fact identical to that CMC bag?
Yes.
Your Honor, at this point I move to strike the ID of State's Exhibit 85 and mark as full and publish to the jury.
Any objection?
No objection.
The ID is stricken. It's entered as a full exhibit.
So the defendant put Harmony into garbage bags. And he squished her into a bag like this one?
Yes.
And this again was at the Families in Transition shelter?
Yes.
Where did he do that to her?
in the bathroom of the room that we stayed in.
Were you in the bathroom with them when you did that?
No.
Did you hear anything when he was doing that to her in the bathroom?
I heard a loud bang.
Could you see what was going on in there?
No.
You mentioned the defendant stuffing Harmony into the duffel bag.
Yes.
At that intersection in the car guide.
Yes.
And then you mentioned him squishing her into this bag.
Yes.
Did she fill that bag, that CMC bag that you just saw?
Yes.
Her body filled that bag?
Yes.
And what did he do with the bag after he put her in there?
He put her back in the ceiling.
You mentioned being at the Families in Transition shelter for a month and a half.
Yes.
During that time, did the defendant begin discussing disposing of Harmony, getting rid of her body?
No.
At some point, did he begin discussing disposing of Harmony, getting rid of her body?
Yes.
And what was his plan? What was his idea for getting rid of her?
To use lime. And dismember her.
What did he believe that lime would do if he used it on her body?
Speculation, unless it's
fixed. Did the
the objection is sustained. So you can rephrase the question, please.
Did the defendant tell you what he believed lime would do if he used it on Harmony's body?
Yes.
What did he tell you?
That it will help decay her body.
That it would help decay her body?
Yes.
Did he tell you what he believed dismembering her would do?
No.
But he told you that that was his plan?
Yes.
Counsel, can you approach for just a minute? As I had said to you, we will take a mid-morning break. I think this is a good time to do that. I'm going to ask the witness for the moment, please remain on the stand. Ladies and gentlemen, I remind you, don't discuss the evidence that you've heard, this case, with each other or with anybody else. Don't do any independent research. Don't look up anything on your phones. Make sure you're avoiding any headlines. And we will take a 15-minute break, so we'll come back and start testimony again in about five of. Okay? All rise for the jurors, please.
Am I sitting or am I standing?
Witness wants to use the restroom or have a drink of water. This is a good time to do that. 15 minutes, everybody. Yes.
I believe Ms. Montgomery's attorney is here, and you may have snacks for her. I just want to make that available to you.
Okay. If Judy Garrity, speak to the sheriff's office. If there's any issue, they can communicate with me.
I will.
Okay. Thank you. All right. All set, everybody. 15 minutes. She can. Attorney Garrity.
Wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
We already have it in holding.
Okay.
Are you due?
Yeah. So I'll let. We'll be. I want her back on the stand in 15 minutes. So however you want to accomplish that is fine with me. Okay. Thank you. All right, you can remain standing because we're going to bring the jurors in. Oh, do you want to get? Yes. Yeah. Why don't we get her? Yep. All right, you can be seated. We're going to bring the witness in first. Just be careful of the wires, please. All rise for the jurors, please.
All rise for the jury.
You may be seated. Attorney Knowles, whenever you're ready. Montgomery, I remind you, you remain under oath.
Kayla, before, excuse me. Before we broke, you were telling us about your time in the FIT shelter.
Yes.
And you mentioned the defendant taking Harmony's body out of that ceiling. She was still in the duffel bag.
Yes.
Brought her into the bathroom, is that right?
Yes.
And you said when he was in there, you couldn't see what was going on, but you heard a bang?
Yeah.
What was he doing to her?
Trying to fit her in that bag.
When you say trying to fit her into that bag, is that the bag like this one?
Yes.
And you heard a bang while he was doing that?
Yes.
Did you hear any other noises?
No.
How long was he in the FIT shelter bathroom trying to fit her into this bag?
About a couple hours.
You mentioned him putting her in garbage bags and then squishing her into that a bag like that one.
Yes.
The duffel bag that he had initially put her in, what happened to that duffel bag?
He got rid of it.
Do you know what he did with it?
I don't know what he did with it. But it was no longer, we didn't have it anymore.
And was that after the bathroom?
Yes.
You said that Harmony's body was beginning to smell and that it was horrible.
Yes.
Did the defendant take measures to combat that smell?
Yes.
What did he do?
That is when he took her down from the ceiling and brought her into the bathroom to put her in the garbage bags and to get her to fit in that bag that's similar to that one. And he asked me to bring the bag to his job.
Where was his job at the time? Where was he working?
At Portland Pie in Manchester.
This is still while you were at the Families in Transition shelter?
Yes.
How long did he work there for?
2 months.
And you said he asked you to bring the bag to him at work?
Yes.
Did you obey?
Yes.
About how, well, how did you get there from the Families in Transition shelter to his work?
I walked.
And where was the bag at that point?
In the stroller.
How long of a walk is that from the shelter to his work at Portland Pie?
About 10, 15 minutes.
Was anyone with you during that walk?
My 2 kids.
Why did you obey the defendant when he told you to bring Harmony's body in that bag to his work?
Because I was scared.
Are you aware of what he did with her body once you brought it to him?
Yes.
What did he do with it?
He put it...
Objection, source. Sustained, if you would rephrase the question.
Your Honor. You said you're aware of what he did with her body at his work at the Portland Pie Pizza Company. How are you aware of what he did with it, Kayla?
Because he told me that he put her in the freezer.
Was that the only time, to your knowledge, that he put her in the freezer, or were there more times where he brought her and put her in the freezer?
That was my only time.
I want to go back for just a moment. When he was in the bathroom, you said it was for several hours?
Yes.
Are you aware of him doing anything to clean up in that bathroom?
Yes.
Can you tell the jurors what he did to clean up?
He used ammonia to clean up anything that happened in that bathroom.
How do you know he used ammonia to clean up anything that happened in that bathroom?
Because he specifically bought it.
Were you with him when he bought it?
I don't remember.
But you remember him using ammonia to clean?
Yes.
Did he tell you what he believed the ammonia would do?
It wouldn't show evidence of any blood or fluids.
And did he tell you at that point why he didn't want evidence to be shown, why he didn't want anything to be shown down the road?
So... he wouldn't get in trouble and nobody could find anything.
Why did he put Harmony in the freezer at the Portland Pie Pizza Company?
Because he said that if she's in the freezer, there wouldn't be any fluids or anything leaking.
At some point around that time, did you get tax returns, your tax refunds?
Yes.
Do you remember around when that was?
March, February or March, I believe, in 2021.
So I still want to talk about the time you were at the Fit Shelter. Did you eventually leave the Fit Shelter?
Yes.
And where did you live after the Fit Shelter?
Union Street in Manchester.
Do you remember when you moved into Union Street in Manchester?
Yes.
What day did you move there?
February 20th, 2020.
And did you sign a lease agreement for that apartment?
Yes.
Did you list Harmony as a child?
No.
How about on your tax returns? Did you list Harmony as a child?
Yes.
Can you tell the jurors why you did that?
Because she lived with us for 6 months or more, and Adam told me to leave her on there.
Did he tell you why he wanted you to leave her on there?
So that it wouldn't seem, it would just show that we still had her living with us.
So you moved into your apartment on Union Street on February 20th, is that what you said?
Yes.
And that's of 2020?
Yes.
Where was he keeping Harmony at that point?
In the refrigerator of our apartment.
And I asked you earlier, and I think you said he began to discuss dismembering Harmony.
Yes.
What did he say about dismembering her?
That he just wanted to put her in, he would put her in pieces to to get rid of her.
And was that at the Union Street apartment?
Yes.
That's where that discussion occurred?
Yes.
Did he ever discuss using tools on Harmony with you? Using tools on her body?
He said that he was going to try and use a saw. He wanted to use a handsaw or a NutriBullet.
I want to unpack that.
And I didn't hear that last word, I'm sorry.
And a NutriBullet? NutriBullet?
Kayla, I'm showing you what's been marked as State's Exhibit 63 for identification.
Yes.
Do you recognize the item that's depicted in this exhibit?
Yes.
Can you tell the jurors what it is?
It's a handsaw.
It's a handsaw?
Yeah.
Do you recognize this handsaw?
Yes.
When the defendant discussed dismembering Harmony, using tools on her.
Yes.
Is this a saw that he discussed doing that with?
Yes.
Is this an accurate representation of that saw as you remember it?
Yes.
Your Honor, I move to strike ID Marcus Full, State's Exhibit 63, and publish to the jurors.
No objection.
The ID is stricken. It's entered as a full exhibit.
So this is the saw that he discussed using to dismember Harmony's body?
Yes.
That discussion, again, occurred at the Union Street apartment?
Yes.
You talked about something else just then, and we barely caught it. You mentioned a NutriBullet?
Yes.
Can you tell the jurors what that is, what a NutriBullet is?
It's like a blender that you can make smoothies in or any kind of puree food item.
What did the defendant say about using a NutriBullet, a blender, on Harmony?
When we lived on Union Street.
What did he say about it?
He said that it would be good to use. It would help get rid of her.
It'd help get rid of Harmony?
Yes.
Earlier you mentioned the defendant talking about lying, the idea that what was his idea? What was his purpose of using lime?
That it would help her body decay.
That's what he told you?
Yes.
Dale, I've shown you it's been marked for identification as State's Exhibit 62. Do you recognize this item?
Yes.
And what can you tell me about this item? Do you recognize anything particular markings on this item?
The bag of lime on the left side is similar to the one that he had.
When you say it's similar to the one that he had, who's he? Who's the he
Adam.
That you're referring to?
Adam.
And is there a circle around that bag?
Yes.
And is there writing underneath it?
Yes.
Do you recognize that writing?
It's my initials.
Is this an accurate representation of the item that you circled and initialed?
Yes.
Did you write those initials?
Yes.
Did you circle this item?
Yes.
Why'd you do that?
To let it be known that that's the item that was similar to the one that he had.
Your Honor, I move to strike ID and Marcus Full and publish State's Exhibit 62.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
All right, the ID is stricken. It's entered as a full exhibit and it may be published.
Kayla, who were you with when you circled this bag of lime?
Detective Dunleavy and Riley.
that Max Rahill?
Yeah, that one.
Detective?
Yeah.
So you're with law enforcement?
Yes.
And they asked you to if you could identify. Had you seen?
I'm sorry, objection. Sustained.
Had you seen a bag of lime in your Union Street apartment?
Yes.
Where was that bag of lime located in your Union Street apartment?
In the bathroom.
Do you know how that bag of lime got there?
No.
Did you buy that bag of lime?
No.
When you saw that bag of lime in the bathroom of Union Street, what was going on in that bathroom at the time?
Adam was trying to de-thaw her body.
When you say Adam was trying to de-thaw her body, what was he doing specifically?
Taking the clothes off of her. And putting her in the bag of lime.
And when he was trying to de-thaw her body, where was Harmony's body at the time?
In the bathtub.
And that's when you saw the bag of lime?
Yes.
Did you see Harmony's body in the bathtub?
Yes.
I want you to tell the jurors what you saw of her body in that bathtub.
I saw Harmony in the bathtub, still folded together the same way that she was left in the bag when we took her out of the car. And she just looked like she had just barely any skin, like she was just a layer of skin and bone. And she was all bruised up.
And what was the defendant doing to de-thaw her?
He had the hot water running from the shower.
And where was the hot water running in the shower?
In the bathroom.
Where was the hot water running in relation to Harmony's body?
Union Street apartment.
Harmony's body, where was it in the Union Street apartment?
In the tub.
Was the hot water touching her?
Yes.
He was running it over her?
Yes.
And what was he doing to Harmony's body during this process?
Taking the clothes off of her.
Was he touching her at all during that process?
Yes.
Tell us how he was touching her.
He was cutting the clothes off of her and just de-thawing her.
Did he tell you to help him at some point?
Yes.
Did you obey him?
Yes.
Why?
'Cause I was scared.
How did you help him?
I helped him take the clothes off of her.
How did he take the clothes off of her?
By cutting them with scissors.
What did he do with her body after he cut the clothes off of her?
Put her in the bag of lime.
You mentioned these clothes. What clothes was she wearing when he put her into that tub?
She had a hoodie on. And she had her leggings on. That's...
Did you leave that bathroom at some point while he was in there?
Yeah.
Why? Why'd you leave the bathroom?
Because I needed to check on the kids, and I couldn't be in there anymore.
And let's talk about that. What do you mean you couldn't be there in there anymore?
Because I couldn't handle it. I didn't want to see anything.
How long was he in the bathroom for that day?
A few hours.
And that was with Harmony's body?
Yes.
At some point, did he close the door to the bathroom?
Yes.
Were you able to hear what he was doing in there?
No.
Were you able to... Why weren't you able to hear what he was doing in there?
Because our neighbor next door always had loud music playing, and I couldn't tell what noises were happening.
You mentioned a shower being on earlier.
Yes.
Did that shower stay on after you left the bathroom?
It was on when I left the bathroom, yes.
And did it stay on? Did he leave it on?
Yes.
Did he take breaks from what he was doing in the bathroom at any point?
No.
Did he leave the bathroom at any point?
No.
How many bags did you see in the bathroom with him?
Three.
And what was happening with each of those bags?
He had lime in the bags.
So one of the bags was a bag of lime?
Yes.
Was it a large bag or a small bag?
The bag that he was putting them in were large trash bags.
The bag that contained the lime, was that a large bag or a small bag?
It was a large bag.
A large bag of lime?
Yes.
You said that he was putting that lime into a bag?
Yes.
Was there anything else in the bag when he was putting the lime in?
No.
Did you see Harmony's body go into the bag?
No.
What happened to Harmony's body after it was in the bathtub?
It was in the CMC bag.
What did he do with the CMC bag?
Put Harmony in it.
What did he do with the lime that was in the bathroom?
It was in the big trash bags.
The lime was in the big trash bags?
Well, I know he put the lime in trash bags, but I didn't see that bag after.
Which bag did you not see after that?
The lime bag.
Did he also add lime to the CMC bag?
Yes.
Was he talking to you during this process?
No.
He was working?
Yeah.
At any point, did you see him remove Harmony's body from the bathtub?
No.
You mentioned earlier that he put Harmony's body back into the CMC bag.
Yes.
How do you know that he did that?
Because he put the bag back in the freezer after.
You mentioned garbage bags.
Yes.
What was he doing with the garbage bags in that bathroom?
He had the big garbage bags put in the CMC bag and had the lime in the bag.
And that clothing that you mentioned, he used scissors to cut off her clothing?
Yes.
What happened to her clothing? What happened to Harmony's clothes?
It was put in a trash bag.
Was anything else put into that trash bag with her, or with the clothes?
The duffel bag.
So you saw the duffel bag again after the fit shelter?
Yes.
And that trash bag that the duffel bag went into, that the clothes went into, what happened to that trash bag?
I don't know.
Did the defendant tell you what he planned to do with that trash bag?
Throw them away.
Did he tell you specifically where he was going to throw it away?
He just said he wasn't going to leave them in our trash area. He was going to bring them somewhere.
Did he say why he wasn't going to leave them in your trash?
So that there's no evidence.
Do you recall telling investigators that when you saw Harmony in the bathtub, the defendant was squishing the liquids out of her?
No.
You mentioned earlier the defendant talked about dismembering Harmony.
Yes.
Did he do that in the bathroom?
I don't know.
That conversation about dismembering Harmony, conversation about using the tools, how close in time was that to the steps, the actions that the defendant took in the bathroom?
Well, I know that the conversation with the tool happened when I lived with my mother. Okay. We were staying at my mother's house. And by the time that he was trying to, I don't even know what he did, but it was a few months after.
You mentioned earlier that the defendant squished Harmony at the Fit Shelter. He squished Harmony into that CMC bag.
Yes.
You said that her body filled that bag.
Yes.
How was he able to add lime to that bag if it was full of Harmony's body?
I don't know.
You don't know what he did in that bathroom?
No.
And I believe you said this already, but what did he do with the bag, the CMC bag, after he was done in the bathroom?
He put it in the freezer.
Did the defendant ultimately dispose of what remained of Harmony's body?
I don't know.
Did he get rid of her body?
Not then.
At some point?
Yes.
And so I want to turn your attention to that. At some point, did he have a conversation with you about getting rid of that CMC bag, of getting rid of Harmony's body?
Yes.
And can you tell the jurors what that conversation involved, what he said?
He said that that he wanted to get rid of her body soon because he was scared that if anything ever happened, he was scared of what would happen to him and me and the kids.
And what steps did the defendant take to get rid of that CMC bag that had Harmony's body in it?
He got in touch with an old friend of his.
Do you remember that old friend's name?
Beach, Travis Beach.
Did you know Travis Beach at the time?
No.
Had you met him before?
No.
Do you know how the defendant got in touch with Travis Beach?
I don't know who reached out to who, but I knew it was about selling a gun.
And did Travis Beach ever come to your apartment?
Yes.
Did he come to your apartment with a female?
Yes.
Do you know that female's name?
Brittany.
And is that Brittany Bedard?
Yes.
Yes. You may proceed.
More continuing coverage of the trial of Adam Montgomery for the murder of his daughter Harmony Montgomery is on the way. Press subscribe so you don't miss a moment. from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 days. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.